Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. You heard a bit of Final Tiger in that set. Welcome to our show. Thanks for tuning in. And now it's time to switch over to the live music portion of the programming. Live in studio with us right now, we have Phono Pony.
Thank you. Pierre Phono Pony. This is Shayla Ayashi on the drums.
This is Michael Kenyon on guitar vocals. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
The song's called Settings on Fire.
Watching your skin, setting on fire.
Thank you to everyone out on those radio waves for listening. This is our last song. This is my best friend, Michael Kenner.
This is my best friend, Sheila Ayashi.
That was Phono Pony, everyone, live on CITR, live on Thunderbird Radio Hell. Please do not go anywhere. The band will be joining me in the other studio to chat about everything very shortly. This has been this is still CITR 101.9 FM.
Stressed lately? UBC Yoga Club is here to offer you a peace of mind. Come out to any of our 17 weekly classes running 7 days a week, ranging from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. We have a class to accommodate your needs and abilities. Check us out at ubcyogaclub.com.
Another night's work well done. And so easy without that nuisance Spider-Man.
I didn't know you cared.
You!
Yes, Electro. And I'm going to short-circuit you once and for all.
You would have been better off in the hands of the police. You are no match for my power.
It takes more than power to win. It takes brains and knowing your enemy.
I'll pit my power against your brains any day. What was that?
That, my thieving fiend, is the result of brains.
Use your brain. Turn off all the lights when you leave a room. If every household in BC turned off one light bulb for 4 hours a day for 1 year, it would save enough electricity to power all the homes in Mission for an entire year. This Power Smart play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
UBC Rec is everything that is recreation on campus. No matter how you play, UBC Rec is your resource for fun activities. This student program is operated by over 140 volunteers, and it is the largest intramural recreation organization in Canada. Programs cover fitness, instructional classes, outdoor recreation, drop-in sports, special events, small tournaments, and intramural leagues. All the registration information is available in the Student Recreation Center or online at rec.ubc.ca. UBC Rec, how do you play?
Do you fancy yourself as an artist, entertainer, or storyteller? Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio or Christopher Nolan? Well, the UBC Players Club would like to work with you. The Players Club is an ambitious amateur theater group and the perfect place to get involved in theater or gain more experience as an actor, director, designer, producer, or anything and everything else theater related. Our motto, Theater on Your Own Terms, means the club is entirely student-run and formed around the ambitions of its members. Find us on Facebook or at ubcplayersclub.com.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. This is Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. I am in studio now with Phono Pony. Thanks for coming to the show.
That was a great set.
How are you doing? You want to quickly introduce yourself again? What you do in the band, if you like?
My name's Shay. I drum on the drum kit and dabble on the synth behind the drum kit.
My name is Michael, and I play the guitar and the voice box thing, the singing.
Perfect.
He also dabbles in theremin from time to time.
Dabbles in it. And I've heard you dabbles in other instruments as well, or just in general?
Yeah, that's right.
The band started about over a year ago, a little bit less than that even?
Just under a year. Our first show ever was the CITR Live at Lunch.
It was Live at Lunch. But it wasn't, because it wasn't this year's Live at Lunch.
It was this previous year's Live at Lunch.
Last September. Where does the time go?
And our first song that we played tonight, we actually wrote for that Live at Lunch show.
Oh, really?
With the flame under our ass cheeks, for sure.
Did you decide just to write an extra song for Live at Lunch, or you just decided to write one just for...
We weren't a band when the was booked.
Yeah.
We had a previous project that fell apart, and then we had a bunch of really great opportunities booked for shows, and darned if we weren't going to make it happen.
So we wrote a whole set list for Live at Lunch.
Right. How long did that take? What kind of time?
A lot of blood was shed, but
about 2 weeks.
Did you lock yourself in a room for 2 weeks, pretty much?
Pretty much.
Basically.
We verbally assaulted each other and got some songs done, and we made it work. We went from a 3-piece to a 2-piece, so without that member, we didn't want to use the same name or use the same songs.
Right.
So we just started from a fresh piece of paper that got scribbled on and ripped apart. And
so you wrote a bunch of songs in 2 weeks, and you played a bunch of shows. And so did you find that all those songs had changed a lot during the course of you playing them or living with it, quote-unquote?
They definitely have.
But sometimes, the perfect take right away, boom, you write it.
A lot of the lyrics stuck. We definitely, the vibe of the song has changed a lot. And actually, we're going into the studio in the next few months to record the next album, which I think is a little more together, discombobulated of ideas. It's a little
developed.
Non-discombobbed.
And these songs from the next recording, are they all new, or some of the songs you've been playing? Are any of those songs from the songs that you wrote in the first 2 weeks, kind of thing?
The songs that we wrote in the first 2 weeks all made it on our first EP, and we played a couple songs here tonight that are hopefully going to get onto the second
future one.
It's going to be a huge difference between writing something really quick and something that probably took a little bit of time. But it's weird because, did you miss having sort of a quick like a deadline almost? I assume this one doesn't as much, does not as much of a rush, I'm guessing, or is it the same?
To have the pressure is good in a way, because now that we have the time to take our time with it, it's nice to have a deadline and a crunch time and the fear the fear instilled into you, because it sparks something that otherwise wouldn't have been there.
Right.
Yeah, but this time it's nice to be able to take our time with it.
Yeah,
sure.
It's nice to keep some sanity in the process of doing it.
Right. Is like the theme of some of the songs change, or just the mood, or even the sound? Is there more instrument, like different? Did you add more pieces to it?
Are you talking about for this next?
Yeah, album? This next album, or that you're thinking about.
Yeah, we've definitely been writing lots of different songs, and we think we're going to try and expand into some other genres, hopefully. Right. And we'll see how it goes.
And you have a place booked and all ready to record, or is it just something that you're thinking about?
Am I allowed to reveal that?
Oh, well, you don't have to.
I'll let you do the honors. Yeah,
well, you can be vague if you need to.
I'm in the middle of building a studio space the moment.
Oh, nice.
So hopefully come December, all of the soundproofing and renovations will be done. And
very nice.
That
must be a pretty big undertaking with just even in terms of just getting... Oh, do you always had the recording gear, that kind of stuff?
I've had most of the gear for a while now, and I went to a local recording school a few years back. Shouts out to Nimbus.
Right.
And I've been involved with music forever, but I've helped out with the construction of Afterlife Studios over the last year here, and I've worked at the farm and lots of other professional studios, so I kind of know what I want, and I know how lots of people that I look up to have built their studios, so I'm trying to emulate that and put my own spin on it.
Well, it seems like you're interested in the sound side of things, so it must be like a fun project almost for you. So you probably it's something that you enjoy, as opposed to, you know, rebuilding like a bathroom or something that you don't really want to do. You know, it sounds more exciting than building, or something like that, right? So no, that's awesome. Hopefully December, and like, so I guess your own band would be the guinea pig for the studio, then we'll be the first in.
We will probably be the first in.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of time to get it done, which is something we didn't have last time. But I think, to answer your question earlier, I think the structure is gonna stay the same. Actually, it's funny, it's serendipitous that I was telling you earlier today at my work, I don't know if I told you, Mike, David Usher was giving a motivational speech or something. I had no idea what to expect. I didn't even know he was there that day, but. At my work, there was a meeting, and he was one of the guest speakers, and he was saying that, and I could really connect with this, that structure and creativity are two different things, but you need structure to have the freedom of creativity, and vice versa. So I think now that we've got the structure down, we definitely have the freedom to, our songs are going to have more freedom in it, because we know each other better.
We have our limitations, so we now have options.
Yeah, exactly. We know what we need to do, so now we know what we don't have to do, sort of.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Right. But, well, yeah. No, that totally makes sense. And with the studio, are you planning on also like having other people come in and going to be a full-blown project?
Absolutely. Hopefully.
Perfect. Perfect.
Lots of local artists.
Yeah, perfect. Speaking of local artists and stuff, very involved with the Wood Studio.
Yes, that is our stomping grounds.
Which is the address, like, is it a pretty...
No, it's, we're actually legit. Everyone's like, this is the best underground spot ever. I'm like,
on underground. This wasn't, no, it's on...
It's a hole in the wall. But
overground.
It is. It is a loft overground. Yeah. That actually, thankfully, and shout out to you guys, that CITR sponsors a lot. Every time we have an event, you guys put in your magazine, and there's been some sponsored events. So thank you guys so much for that, for Britt and Hala and yourself. But yeah, we've definitely had a lot of Sam Tudor, Walgren have been the recent ones that have been involved with you guys as well. Tomorrow night, actually, we have a band from the Netherlands playing.
Oh,
Nice. So we'll see how that goes. It was hard to promote a band from the UK, but we'll...
Dansu!
Did they get a hold of you, or how did...
Yeah, I honestly have no idea how they got a hold of me, but I got a message being like, their tour manager booked us. I'm not sure how they found us, because, yeah, we're very hole-in-the-wallish sort of venue.
Right.
They must have heard through someone, and... Yeah, I told him, I was like, just so you know, like, I don't have a runner for you guys. Like, right, you can't send me a runner list. There's no catering service. But if you guys want to have a small, intimate venue, then that would really suit what you're doing, for sure. So, yeah, that's happening tomorrow night with a local artist. It's Dansu and Danse. Danse is Daniel Rees from Bestie and his partner Sean in the project, two-piece. So there's some very dancey, groovy stuff, and... Dansu is electropop, and then there's also a Kelowna-based band called Icelandia.
Right, nice. And the address, or how do we people get...
Number 7 West 2nd Avenue, The Woods Studio on Facebook. You can message me if you have any questions or concerns, 19 plus.
Right above the Big City Auto Body Shop.
Yeah, exactly. That's where the most obvious...
$4 drinks.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm allowed to advertise that.
You can advertise. It's fine. Everything's fine.
It's awesome that it seems like a nice community of, and it's not just a music space, right? It's like a all general art space.
Yeah, like there's a fashion designer who is working there, some photographers, painters,
an electrical engineer turned artist.
Who is that?
Kirsten.
Oh yeah.
Their LED light.
Yeah, there's just, the place has been rented for all any sort of art forms, but specifically if we do a licensed event, it needs to be music based, because we are licensed as a music studio.
Right.
But yeah, I've definitely met a lot of amazing people through that studio.
Right. And going back a bit, both of you have been on the program with I guess you're saying your previous projects, I guess Still Creek Murder. And Michael, you've been on the show as Art Cannon.
That's right.
You played in the old studio versus this new one here. How does it feel to be in like a newer space versus?
We're in the Ritz. Nice. Yeah. I like glass
you guys
windows.
Made totally. Ben, you obviously you know. I used to work up in that old office as well. And it got so hot.
Right. But it's a nice hole in the wall.
It was a nice hole in the wall. It was a sticky.
I forgot about the beer machine / pot machine.
I'm glad the beer machine made it down here.
Is that allowed to be broadcasted?
I know that's a gray area.
The surprise
machine.
Wobbly pop.
It has machine. Well, it's been here for the beverage machine. It's been here for a long time, and I think, the move is paid for by. Or I think it's included with the AMS moving situation. So everything, I think we have a bigger space anyways. So it just makes sense to move everything, including the set machine. Although it's better in the sense that it's kind of in the back now.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I don't think it even has beer. I just got the surprise bottle.
Yeah, I don't know.
you guys are false advertising anyway.
It's the Budweiser. What was that one that they have now? The Prohibition. There's all these ads on television with a non-alcoholic Budweiser drink.
Yeah.
But it's like all over. Like it's like you see. I was watching the World Series or whatever. It's like boom, boom. Every 5 ads, it's that Prohibition drink. And you don't see actual beer ads. It's funny. I guess like that's the thing now. But then you're just drinking calories for no reason.
Yeah, anyway. That's why.
It's like, why would you drink? Whatever. I guess if you like the taste of beer, but why would you like the taste of Budweiser?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a rare breed. Budweiser. Yeah, if you rare breed.
Yeah. If you really like the taste of Budweiser, they're not a sponsor. Obviously not. If you only love the taste of Budweiser, but you don't want the alcohol.
Just that... craving that taste. Yeah. That feeling, though, I hate, but I love the taste.
It's like a drums kit without sticks, or like a guitar without strings, or strippers without midgets. Yeah.
Your references. We get it. Thank you.
Let's talk, go back to the band. Coming up, you said hopefully there's a recording. Anything new that's the band? There's a show I saw on your webpage. You're playing at like a fashion...
Oh, yeah, Vancouver Alternative Fashion Week.
Yeah. What is that? I don't even know what that is about. Do you know?
Do you want to answer that?
It's a bunch of local artists that are kind of doing something that isn't high fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really great event. I recommend you check it out if you get the chance. A bunch of bands play.
Is it just one show somewhere, or is it different?
It's three nights, and they all have themes.
And so where about?
Vision?
I'm not sure what our theme is. Hopefully it's something that we can work with.
It's going to be very Vogue, though.
Yeah.
And
are the fashion, like, are the bands going to be dressed a certain way because it's part of it, or is it just that, or is that the music separate?
Well, we're just going to go nude. I hope that's okay.
About as alternative to fashion as we could do.
Well, fair enough. So.
But I believe there's a runway, and it's also film. We're missing the film aspect. Yeah. They're going to be screening some films and then having music, and all this, I believe, is local talent. So
nice.
I'm hoping it's very Zoolander-esque.
And, no, that's cool. Do you know where you'll be playing?
The Chinese Culture Center.
Oh.
November 18th.
Very nice. And, yeah. Okay, perfect. That's one show that I found, I checked out. And you just played a Halloween show.
Yeah.
One of the millions of cover shows that happened this past Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
But you did it on, was it Thursday night, right?
Mm-hmm. It was a Safe Amp show, so they had it a bit earlier on the weeknight, which and was still great. Great turnout, great people, great bands.
You did a cover as...
We did Daft Punk. Of course, it was like, as far as a duo goes, what duo are we going to do? Not the White Stripes, not the Strokes, or the Black Keys.
Black Keys.
Both are duos?
No, the Strokes aren't a duo.
Okay. Yeah. I have this thing where I say I don't like the Strokes every time their song comes on. I'm like, who is that? I really like them. Mike's like, this is the Strokes show.
Right.
Yeah, we had a lot of options, but we chose Daft Punk because we got to wear really cool helmets on stage.
Oh, you did actually wear the helmets on stage.
Yeah, I was very hesitant because I had to give up the drum kit for with the new synth that I've been using. I learned how to play a drum kit on the synth, which I'm ashamed to admit I did, but I did do that. And it wasn't the same, but it was pretty cool. It was a new skill I'm learning.
Well, and it's doing a cover, that's cool. And how did the costume and helmet, it didn't affect the whole situation? Well, they have a pretty elaborate...
We were basically blind.
We didn't realize that the mask would fog up instantly. So I'm sure everyone had fun. We couldn't see, though.
It was good.
Yeah, that's good. It's like playing in the dark.
It's fun making remixes.
Playing in the dark. Actually, I did a show, this is completely unrelated, but we did play a show. I remember seeing a band, and they played a show totally in the dark. It was Station Horses Don't Day, and all the lights just got turned off, and they played a whole set in
that's
the dark.
Cool.
And it was like dark. I think you can barely see anything.
Did it really heighten the senses? Is it like the eating the restaurants in the dark, or?
I haven't done that yet, so I don't know. I mean, I think... I think it did, but then you just kind of worry about people bumping into you or what's going on, or maybe you're just like overthinking it. But I guess if you're just on stage or you're the musician playing, I think it's probably better. You're less distracted, right? And you don't have to. I mean, how much visual cues do you need to keep?
Don't drop your stick.
Would that be harder for drumming? But I guess, but then they're always in the same spots. I guess you're not gonna miss.
Yeah, you get it's muscle memory. Yeah. Like I definitely when we were in the studio, when I'm trying to concentrate on a click, I just close my eyes and drum.
I can see if you do a keyboard and if you don't have your hand on the right, I don't know.
I think it's all the same.
Yeah,
it's all it's like dancing with your instrument.
Right.
It's like you learn to play the instrument, then you learn to dance.
Because I'm thinking like I can type, but if the light's off, I probably can't. I mean, like probably it's gonna be.
Speaking of that, I went to a dancing in the dark party one time where it was pitch black in the middle of the day. You go and you dance. And I probably wouldn't do it again, but it was pretty neat.
But are you sure that people were actually dancing? Because I might have
just been there by myself. Yeah, I have no idea, really.
Because if it was me, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm dancing. I'm just like standing and sitting down
just
in the corner.
Crying in the corner. By myself. Oh, I'm so lovely.
That sounds, anyways. What else should we talk? Actually, we are going to take a short break, and we're going to do the sensation that has been sweeping the nation. We play a game on this program that all the bands, when they come in, play. And I will let you know what it is when we get back from these short messages, if I can actually load them up.
Do you want to be the next Leonardo DiCaprio?
Woo!
That was the greatest ad I've ever heard.
Actually, that was a good ad. And it might be related to the little game that we're playing coming up next. Who knows? Who knows? This is Live on Thunderbird Radio Hell, and I am in studio with Phono Pony.
CITR.
The ISE is the International Student Association, a UBC club that presents and integrates the global student community.
We're a home for international students on campus, and our aim is to provide a sense of belonging to international students.
We host a variety of events, ranging from advocacy to social gatherings. We want to shed light on issues international students face at UBC in terms of housing, tuition, academics, and more.
We hope to see you at our upcoming social events. Stay up to date with the ISA on our Facebook page, UBC ISA, or check out our website, ubcinternational.ca.
Thunderstorms, see the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Yeah, check it out. I found that canned ham, and I put it in a pot of boiling water, and guess what I'm calling it?
Soup?
Hot ham water.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, nourishing radio.
Mm. So watery, and yet there's a smack of ham to it.
All right, we're back, and we have we been decided? Okay. The choices... This is a really popular one, actually. This is like probably the third time someone has done this. All right, fair enough. This is a game that we played every week, pretty much every week, where we call it a waste of 20 minutes. where a band comes in, Phono Pony in this case, and I make them answer a bunch of questions, a reality-based question based on a bunch of scientific facts. Basically, it's a BuzzFeed quiz, and it's a bunch of dumb questions that the staff from BuzzFeed written up, and you answer these questions, and it comes up with an answer to a question. The way I usually describe it is the most popular one of this is, which Friends character are you? You've all answered these quizzes on the internet, where you answer questions about what's your favorite animal, what's your favorite color, what's your favorite type of pizza, and then you answer five questions. And then at the end, you click on OK, and then an answer comes up from the website telling you you're Ross from Friends.
Ben, have you done this quiz before?
I have done the Friends quiz specifically.
Are you Phoebe?
No, it actually surprisingly has characters that is not just the six friends.
Oh.
So I got, what did I got someone that I vague, it's like someone that Ross dated or something. I can't remember. It was some character that was like a stretch. So I have to vague. I feel like I might.
Oh, the girl with the annoying voice.
It sounds like she
Oh no, it's not what's the Janice.
Yeah, no,
God,
she's great.
That was worse. No, I forgot what it was. It was like one of the girlfriends of a character that was maybe for one or two seasons. I can't remember. Anyways, so now, but the game today that we're gonna play with Phono Pony is, which sandwich are you? Which sandwich are you? And it says, get in the kitchen and make me a you. All right. Are you guys happy?
That's
with...
horrendous.
It is horrendous.
That's so horrible.
This is all very horrendous. And this quiz is written by Jessica Meisner, BuzzFeed staff. So here we go. The first question is, this seems different than what I remember. All right. Maybe they changed it up already. Pick a website. There is, so didn't say pick your favorite website, just say pick a website. There's Reddit, Amazon.com, ESPN.com, Facebook, Bing, or YouTube. So though I didn't describe, you have to answer, you guys can take turns, or you guys can do a consensus, you can fight over it, you just have to pick.
I'm a hutterite, so Michael can pick. I don't know how half these websites are.
There's no
Reddit.
Again, as I keep saying, there's no right or wrong answer. But the final answer, the final result is binding, and the band is forever known as That Sandwich.
Oh, shit.
You have to pick a 90s Nickelodeon show. Half of these I don't know, but I will say them anyways. There is Salute Your Shorts, Legends of the Hidden Temple, Guts, Clarissa Explains It All, Ren and Stimpy Show, and Doug. Stimpy. Only one I know is Ren and Stimpy, and I recognize the cartoon from
this
Doug.
This was our era.
Yeah. Well, it says it was.
Where's Pepper Ann? Ren and Stimpy?
Rugrats. Yeah, Ren and Stimpy.
Great, great art.
Great.
Excellent.
This one you probably have to do by description. Pick a donut, if you can maybe describe it. Unless you know the name of it. Some of them I sort of do.
Mm, we got some kind of strawberry chuffed strawberry.
Yeah, let's describe
one.
These.
We got some Timbits. It's all assorted. They see even a little powdery strawberry one.
Yeah, it's very it's very Tim Hortons, I'm surprised.
There's a honey cruller, there's a honey glaze, there is a chocolate dip, and there's a pink one with sprinkles. It's pretty hard.
If this is gonna be our character description, let's think closely. Do we really wanna be a sour cream glazed band?
No, I don't know if that's sour cream. I think that's honey glaze. But,
do we want to be glazed with anything?
Well, see, that's the thing. I think that we're like a very multifaceted type of donut, so we should go with the assorted.
So little
Timbits.
Bits of Tim. Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Perfect. Or they probably called donut holes in the States. Oh, God, this one. Maybe we haven't done this quiz before. Pick a slang word. These are all bad. There's YOLO, amazeballs. Swag, turn it up, I guess. Swolly, I don't know what that is. Cray, anyways, you guys can say it.
Swole.
I have no idea.
It's a sweaty hole.
It's like, and then
and the background's brown.
Yeah, so it doesn't really, well, but like YOLO is YOLO like leopard skin?
That's true.
I guess,
or amazeballs fluffy pink? No.
Yeah. I can look at what swole is.
So I wish there was a visual for the listeners.
The state of being very muscular or buff and in good, like swollen, like swole.
Oh.
Swole.
My glutes are so swolly right now. Swole.
Well, I'm glad listeners can learn a word or two. I assume that.
Mm-hmm. Turnt up. I like that too.
And it seemed to be very specific. To weightlifting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let's do something we've never heard of before.
Stay away from the swole on this one. I think we're going to go with amazeballs.
All right. Amazeballs. Also, yeah, anyways. Okay, this one is good. I mean, I don't know. It's something. pick something green. It's a whole bunch of pictures. Maybe just describe
it. They better have the green M&Ms for me.
They do. There's kale.
Well.
Oh, but Kermit.
There's Kermit. There's like green beer and a plant, pot plant. A green
is
money.
Is money actually green?
In the States, I guess.
I guess when it's freshy mint.
Oh, $20.
I think go with your first instinct.
Yeah.
I don't have Kermit, though. You know, it's like it's not easy.
Don't be distracted by all the beautiful celebrities.
Okay, fine. We're going with the M&Ms.
He did say you better have green M&Ms, which I... This question, really. All right, it's very specific. Pick an SNL, Saturday Night Live, Weekend Update host. So there is... what's his name?
Conan.
Colin... What is his name again? Colin... Well, there's the Tina Fey and Amy Poehler.
This guy's pretty funny.
There's Norm MacDonald. What else is in there? There is Kevin Nealon, Norm MacDonald, the host of a late show now, Seth Meyers, Jane... Oh, God. What are the first two?
This is Tina Fey.
You
have to pick
a.
The first two of them. So
there's two of them.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Sorry, listeners. I forgotten the name of two other people in there. It's tip of my tongue. Crap. What is his name?
I love you, Tina.
All right, but if I don't remember the name, obviously, and you guys don't, then
I don't either.
They're not gonna
reflect our personality as a band.
This one, I don't. Hopefully, you have an answer, or if you've been to this place. If not, I guess you can just do it in general. Pick an.
Are you suggesting that we lie on public radio?
Yeah, do not lie on public. Yeah, just that this restaurant doesn't exist in Vancouver. Pick an appetizer from Olive Garden. But it's in the Perry's.
The breadsticks.
There's breadsticks. Mm-hmm. There is the salad. There's a soup.
When I lived in Boston, I frequented Olive Garden.
There is a cocktail of some sort, and calamari, and some sort of fried pasta dough thing. I don't know what that is.
Oh, it looks delicious. My
goodness. Yeah, which one? What, Olive Garden. They have them in Winnipeg, so I do know of these things.
I originally am from Saskatchewan. I've never been to an Olive Garden, so my city was a little bit behind. We had a Bonanza, I think.
I go to Bonanza all the time, my parents.
Yeah.
It's all you can, because it's all you can eat salad bar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's also like a soft serve ice cream machine.
Where does Bonanza still exist?
No, I just went to Winnipeg when I was a kid.
Okay. Yeah, so mine was in Lloydminster, Saskatchewan. Yeah.
So we would go and I would put like disgusting things in the
croutons on your ice cream.
Yeah. And corn, a lot of corn, and it's disgusting.
So great. The soup looks good. I've been on a pumpkin soup eating binge because that's all I know how to cook. Michael was like, Shay, you can't just eat a pumpkin this whole month. You're not a caterpillar.
It turns out that Shayla, in fact, can eat a pumpkin.
So you've just been making pumpkin soup the whole time?
I bought a massive pumpkin from No Frills that was like the same price as a small pumpkin, so I bought a giant one because I'm greedy. And yeah.
How much soup can you make from that
thing? I've made probably 5 pots so far.
What else is in the recipe?
There is onions, pumpkin, every spice you can get your hands on, a bunch of cream.
It's good. Blend
it all together. It's delicious.
Oh,
Mike,
okay.
I haven't witnessed Mike eat any of it, so I'm not sure.
It is delicious.
I do like. I love soup. So.
And then I just throw a bunch of sour cream in it to make it extra healthy.
Cinnamon's
nice. Cinnamon too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So what do we decide on?
It's all you.
We're going with the breadsticks.
All right.
The classic.
It was the first thing you mentioned, I think. Okay. You're listening to CRTR Radio 101.9 FM. In case you're wondering, what the heck is going on? I'm with a band, Phono Pony, and this is live from Thunderbird Radio Hall, and we are doing a fun quiz called What kind of sandwich are you? And we're answering a bunch of questions and through various scientific means and connected to this supercomputer here, it will tell us what kind of sandwich the band Phono Pony is.
So nervously waiting.
Yes, it's a very. Is there one sandwich you don't want to be? Is there a sandwich you hate, or is there? I would say what's a good sandwich that you love.
To be honest, if it was like an artichoke sandwich,
you'd want to be that?
I wouldn't be too stoked on that. I don't know, sandwiches are good. I
love sandwiches. I eat them all the time.
Yeah.
I would be a peanut butter pickle. That is my absolute favorite sandwich in the entire world. And it is not weird. I'm sure it's a fine delicacy in Europe somewhere.
Peanut butter and pickle. All
toasted.
Right. No, okay.
Or not.
All right, next one's pick a Star Wars character.
I
know it via story from Michael.
You can look at the pictures of Chewbacca, Han Solo, Princess Leia.
You told me it was Princess Shayla.
Yeah, there were some details altered in our story.
Oh God, there's what's the name? Jar Jar Binks. There is a C-3PO, and what's his name? Cal Lysian, whatever his name.
Little nerd moment. Yeah. Whose favorite character is actually Jar Jar Binks?
Nobody. Let's do this guy.
Lando Calrissian.
I like his mustache.
He's a traitor.
So have a sinister edge.
But
to
he
our
became. But he kind of was flip flopper. He flopped
he's
back.
He's like Italy. He's even worse. I say that as
there goes all of our Italy fans ever.
It's like, sorry, it's like Italy during a very specific time period. My mother is Italian. She's a saint.
Fono Polito, you ever tour Italy?
Okay, fine. We'll go with the flip.
Lando,
okay,
right. Calrissian.
Come on.
Lando, here we go. And then Okay, there's three more questions, so it's not too bad.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, the next one is very nice. Pick something fluffy, like really fluff. There's a fluffy kitten. There's pancakes. There's a pillow. There's like a small cat, like a calf maybe. And whatchamacallit, bathrobe.
Like a calf,
and,
like the bottom of someone's leg, or like a calf.
No, like a little calf.
Oh, let's do the
tiny
calf.
And cotton candy.
The cotton candy looks really good too.
There's no clouds. Come on.
Yeah,
you bet.
I'm going to do the cotton candy.
Perfect. You're going to get a sandwich with cotton candy inside. It's going to be a Smarties kind of candy. Speaking of Smarties, this one is totally not fit for radio. Pick some sprinkles. So it's a bunch of different types of, like, sprinkly things that you can put on desserts, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, skin flakes.
You can describe them. I don't know what's it's...
Okay. I'm
it's all very colorful.
I'm really good at my sprinkles, so I'm going to zip through this really quickly for all listeners. The ones are the ball sprinkles that you get on the Tim Hortons vanilla dip donut. The second one is the silver sprinkles that are mini, but the large ones taste like Coca-Cola. The third, original chocolate sprinkles. The fourth is star sprinkles. The fifth is those little mini cupcake...
Possibly Pop Rocks.
Pop Rock sprinkles. Possibly. No, those aren't Pop Rocks. And the fourth are the disgusting ones that kind of taste like licorice on the inside.
I think the fourth are actually a bunch of pills.
Or a bunch of pills that... Let's do that.
Yeah, we're going with a bunch of pills.
All righty. Oh, yeah. And the last one is completely useless for radio, speaking of it. You're supposed to pick a shade of gray.
There's 50 of them.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Okay, for the listeners out there that can't see this, we're Phono Pony, and we're here with Ben Lyle, Thunderbird Radio, Hell CITR 101.9. And we have multiple shades of gray to choose from as part of our sandwich test.
I feel like all those questions didn't matter. This is the question that.
But don't click on the.
Don't click on
it. There is.
The answer, though, yeah.
A very light gray, a slightly darker gray, a slightly darker gray than that. An even darker gray than that, something that's a tinge darker beyond that, and something that is bordering on not gray at all anymore. It's very dark.
Possibly black, one might say.
And I think we're going to go with the darkness.
Yeah, definitely.
Because really, what can be more gray than that shade of gray?
All right. So if you go on the website, I will tell you, I'll give you the Pantone colors or the RGB. It's the last one. You just
that one, Robert
like
De Niro gray.
Hashtag 00.
Yeah, the one, the gray that you picked was 244, 244, 244.
Oh wow!
I think it feels about right. I think if it's gray, all three is the same. The R, G, N, B are the same number
value?
For same value. Cool. All right, here we go. So we have an answer. We have an answer. Phono Pony just did a test of 12 questions. They picked from many different types of shades. And what kind of sandwich are they? And it's the answer is binding from now on.
God, just tell us what sandwich we are already.
You got peanut butter and jelly.
Woo!
You know what goes together even better than peanut butter and jelly? You and life, you handsome devil, it said.
All right.
Yeah, well,
I think it's as close to peanut butter and pickle as they
are. I believe that probably is as close as you can pop. I don't think peanut butter and pickle is an actual sandwich.
It's all right.
I mean, I'm going to dispute this in court. I'll see you both in court.
I think my choices skewed us towards jelly and away from pickle as well, so I'll put the blame on myself.
Yeah, Jessica Mesner, if you would have picked, I don't know, I wonder what would have gotten you more pickle. You think maybe Kermit? Because he's always in a pickle.
Oh, I did that.
He's always in a pickle, yeah. I don't know. Or kind of CVPO looks like a pickle. I don't know.
Well, live and learn. Live and learn.
So, yes, that's how we played. I don't know what the game is called anymore.
Yeah, what do you call that?
What sandwich are you?
With
but
Ben
the,
Lai.
But the overall game, I don't have a name for it. So, yeah, we talked about coming up shows. There's the things you're going to be doing. Any other band upcoming, any bands you guys are digging right now?
Can we play some bands though?
Yeah, maybe. Sure, yeah.
Maybe. I mean, all our homies, of course. Yeah,
cool. What are you thinking of? What do you want to play?
Well, actually, one of our fine Woods studio members, he is a big part of that as well, Johnny DeCourcy.
Right.
I texted him, I asked him if he wanted us to play anything, but I don't know.
He'll probably want us to play a Master Manipulator.
You know what? Maybe you shouldn't make choices for people.
And you guys were at the Johnny DeCourcy show that I saw you at a couple weeks ago. That was a cool show. That was very different than the last time I saw him, which was a long time ago when he was more closed. More closed.
Johnny is a less
electro-y. Last time I saw him, he was more like a acoustic guitar kind of situation, but that one was I don't know how to describe it. It was like a dancier kind of.
It's Johntastic.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for him too much. I think he's got a different phase going on, but
it was a very good show. I super enjoyed it. Yeah, it was great.
He's also our roommate, so we get to see him transform into beautiful caterpies and butterflies all the time. Interesting fella. Also, we wanted to play another good friend of ours, Eric Campbell. We might play some of his stuff. Yeah. Who else?
I know it's not in playlist anymore, but if we could hear Bunk by Nardwuar and the Evaporators, that would make my day.
All right. I can do a couple of looks. But, before we go too much into that, how do people get a hold of you if they are interested in your music? The website is just phonopony.com.
That's right. There's also the Conk.
What is the hell's a conch?
The
conch. Are you talking about the conch?
I call it a conch. But anyway,
who's mispronouncing what now? I always mispronounce my words.
The president has a direct telephone line to us. The president of the U.S. and the prime minister of Canada. They both have.
Okay, cut
lines.
The bullshit. You can reach us at www.phonopony.com, or you can Facebook us. Or you can call Michael at 778-772-761. Beep!
Oh, yeah, that's my number.
There's a number. It's an actual number you take.
Or you can just stop by a show at the Wood Studio. If you ever hear music, come knock on the door. Or you can...
molest us in public.
You can write us a letter. Or I think that's about all.
Write us a letter. That doesn't happen much.
Any plans of like heading out of town to play some shows? You did a little mini tour in Alberta, right?
Yeah, Alberta to the depth of Hoadley, Alberta. That was one of our stops. We just did a bunch of very little cities and towns. All my family is located in Alberta and Saskatchewan. Oh, yeah. So,
what's it more like? Tour/family tour.
Yeah, in order to see my family, I basically have to tour the country anyway, because everyone lives everywhere. We did that, and luckily
got to play with some great artists.
Yeah, I actually played on a bill with my father's band, who taught me to play drums.
Fuse.
So that was
that's interesting.
I never thought would happen, but
I
amazing.
Did read about that. Okay, on Discord you talked about. Like, is your father still actively playing, or is it something that? Oh.
Yeah, he's definitely like. Calmed down a bit. He's bunkered down and has a wife and is a mortgage. But
what kind of music did he play, or was he playing, or did he used to play something else? Like, was he?
He actually, my first when I was in band camp, one of our first assignments in band was to interview a musician that you admired. So I interviewed my dad, and I found out all the story. Like my mom and dad, the band's no longer together, but they met in a band.
Okay.
And then went on to play in other different bands. And, like, I really wish that I could find their demo tape or something. But definitely I've seen pictures, and it's the shag carpet 70s life of being a musician, which was probably very different than it is nowadays.
And you end up playing the drum because the drum was there? Or you like doing it? How did that...
My whole family was pretty... Yeah. Pretty supportive of it. I grew up with my mother, so she unfortunately had to stand me rehearsing it all the time. But my dad did teach me, and he's got four daughters, so I was just one of the kids that showed interest in it, and he was stoked on that. He always decks out my drum kit every time he comes to visit.
What is, does he comment on your drumming or anything like that? Was he?
I think like he's definitely given me my roots of drumming,
right.
And then I think we've just grown up with different. I mean, obviously we both love Neil Peart and stuff. Like we have the same classic rock admirations, right. But we don't. We listen to different stuff now. So right. I think I've gone one way with that.
Right. Fair enough.
But my roots are definitely in the Hayashi tree.
Awesome.
My grandpa was also a drummer. So I have this picture of my grandfather drumming. It's just like, it's crazy.
Huh, that is a, that's quite impressive. I don't know if there's, you know, three generations of.
I don't know either.
Maybe even, go, who knows? Maybe you're great, who knows? Maybe.
Too bad I'm not having kids. Just kidding.
Maybe it's in the genes of, but I mean, it's kind of a natural instrument to you.
Yeah, I think if you like, if you have it there, I a lot of the time, I think it's sad that kids just don't get to experience it because, I mean, how many kids just have a drum kit lying around? I mean, when you're a child, your first instinct is to bang
right.
on anything. So I definitely am going to have, I had this idea I want to set up actually outside the wood studio and just bolt down a drum kit there. Like they have the city pianos around town. But I think that would cause some noise complaints.
People, yeah. I'm probably going to get my nephew or niece a drum set because my sister would probably hate me for it, but it'll be fun.
How old is your niece or nephew?
They're really small. So one is, okay, I should know this, but good thing they're not listening. Like
young.
Three
they're
or young. Young, like they're young. Three what or four, like really young. Yeah, yeah, really young. So
you should do it.
My sister just had her first daughter, first niece.
So you're a creepy uncle is what you're
getting. I am a creepy uncle. Yeah. And she's turning one on November 11th, and we bought her like just a little hand.
Right.
Oh, wait. You say this like it was, I forced Michael to get a drum because he was going to get her something
it
stupid.
Turns out a keyboard is a little more complicated.
We fought in Toys R Us for about an hour about this.
And when did you start playing, Michael, like your guitars and such? Or
I started playing guitar when I was 12, I guess. My parents got me a guitar.
Did you ask for, is it something that you asked for, you wanted, or was it something
that
decided?
I asked for it. I'd gone to a friend's house, and he had this really cool pink guitar, and he showed me that he could, like, play three chords on
right.
it. And I was like, oh, we should both learn guitar, and we can start a band.
Right.
And
when you were 12, what were you listening to when you were 12 to start a band? Because when I was 12, I don't know, I'm still watching cartoons or something. I don't know what I was doing.
Listening to whatever my dad was listening to, which was like lots of mainstream stuff, like lots of Nirvana and like Puddle of Mud.
Right.
And God, what else did my dad listen to? He listened to like Queens of the Stone Age and stuff. And some other cool stuff out of that. Like I heard about Mark Lanegan through my dad. And I heard about Cayuse.
Right.
And and Pink Floyd,
right?
Rage Against the Machine,
right.
All that kind of stuff.
Yep, and you got a guitar, and and then there you go, right? And that's the end of the story, pretty much.
That's pretty much the beginning of the end.
Right, but that's good though. I'm trying to. Well, speaking of getting my niece and nephew musical instruments, because I wonder if there's a difference between like you wanting it and asking for it versus like someone because. I was forced to play piano when I was a kid, and I totally hated it. And it probably just ruined me for life in terms of playing instruments.
Yeah, I think that's, I don't know, for some reason, what you don't have, you want to do. As soon as you're, I know I can't speak for all children, but as soon as I had to do something, I was like, I don't want to do this. No interest whatsoever. Yeah. But if my mom was like, I don't care what you do, it was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to be super ambitious.
So if you really want to,
which was a good thing. I mean,
if you really want your kids to play something, you need to be just be subtle. I don't know, it's interesting because I have so many friends who teach.
You gotta reverse psychology in
there, and it's like it's easy because I have so many friends who teach like drums, guitars, pianos, keyboards. It would be easy to get like really awesome teachers. Not like I had this really nice old lady teaching me how to play piano, but it was like she was boring. It's like super nice, but boring. All right.
But to answer that question, sorry, we always stray further into necessary, but we plan on touring after this album is out. And as the first band, as an EP, I mean, there's five songs on an EP. We don't really have a lot to give out to people. So it was more just to put out feelers, get our name a little bit out there, and give a place to come back to when we have.
Because there is an advantage of you being a two-piece. It's easier sometimes to get, you know, you can, yeah, you could fit in a car almost.
Well, we do. Yeah. We do fit in a car.
With our cat.
Yeah, yeah. And whereas, you know, like a more piece will be harder. You can, yeah, like you can even probably go to like overseas even.
Yeah, we were thinking about it. I got my British passport. You can also, I mean, not overseas, but you can also go work down in the States, or we could go down there for 6 months without a visa. So we've been thinking about doing that. But in the meantime, stay tuned.
Yeah, stay
Canadian
tuned.
Tour dates yeah. coming out. We're going to yeah. be going out to the Maritimes and back
yep.
this next
That's
summer.
A, no,
so
that
chip
sounds,
away at the Canada yeah. map.
Yep, that sounds great if you can. If you can. So we are going to, I guess, conclude this. We'll play some music from you, but I'm going to play a little, a bunch of little messages while we try to cue up some music. That. All right. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, did you know?
More than 4,500 Canadians are waiting for an organ transplant right now.
Right now. 4,500.
People are dying.
And you could save a life. 90% of Canadians say they're willing to donate their organs.
But only a few are registered.
So what are you waiting for? Get registered.
It's easy and it's free.
Leave a legacy. Be a hero.
Save a life.
Find out how to register today. Go to kidney.ca.
Sick and tired of hearing your band playing on and on and on. Gosh, so loud.
Man, I wish we had a safe place to play music.
Yeah, and shows too.
The Safe Amplification Site Society is a non-profit group dedicated to establishing a legal, affordable, all-ages venue for music and arts in Vancouver. For more information or to get involved, check out www.safeamp.org.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could, the only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
All right, we're very quickly with Phono Pony. Just a quick reminder coming up in half an hour's time is copy and paste. So that's 11 o'clock. Stick around for that. Should be a fantastic program. Coming up next week on the program, we have Cloudhood live in the studio. So tune in for that in a week's time. Once again, thanks, Phono Pony, for coming in on a program.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks,
yeah,
Ben.
It was sounded fantastic.
Super fun.
Sounded fantastic. If you missed the set, which happened pretty much at around 9 o'clock time, you can go to the website. We're going to have a podcast of this coming up, I'm going to say, by tomorrow. So just do a search for Thunderbird Radio Hell or Phono Pony, and it should show up on the results. And yeah, so I'm going to say goodbye to the band for now and going to play some Data Plan, as the band has chosen. I'm going to play a song from Data Plan called The Madness Hides.
Also worth checking out Malcolm's solo stuff.
Yes. Yeah, Malcolm's great. Malcolm.
Malcolm
Jack also played on the show many, many moons ago. If you want to go online, you can actually search. You do a search for Malcolm Jack one of the top results is probably his live set on the program. So maybe tune in, go on your computer now and listen to that. All right, here we go. Data Plan, The Madness Hides.
Reward yourself by checking your emails. No new messages. The importance of health and attention to details. The fall was effortless. More than ourselves, it's our tension. We'll be right back.
It was only early days, then you were held tight, moving back and forth in the cradle at night. Cain and Abel's song, singing out your lullaby. And you'll be often finding mystical ways of showing me your nights better spent than my days. And I'd never disagree with letters from a higher place. You've been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. Around October, dropping your leaves, leaving by November, rolling up sleeves. Shared the center stage once, I'm afraid to change once more. Cause it's gotta be the next year, never be today. Like saving someone's life, but only going halfway. Colored in the lines, never thought to draw my. Been on the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. On the run, I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time. Oh, you've been on the run. I'll be right here, waiting on the floor for the modern new year. Saw you on the stairs, smiling for the very first time.
catch this feeling
when it comes
before they operate.
I'm already numb.
I count from 10 all the way back to 1, and I'm taking, I'm back to where it's all begun.
That was Johnny DeCourcy and the Death Rangers with a song called Irma. You're listening to CITR Radio, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell. Coming up next is Copy and Paste. My name is Ben. I'm still joined in the studio by Phono Pony, who has been curating the last set with me. For me, we played some Eric Campbell and The Dirt, some Sam Tudor, some Evaporators, and some Data Plan. Anything you... Eric Campbell and The Dirt, I played a song called Blue Always, Sam Tudor, A Modern New Year, A Bunk from The Evaporators, and The Madness Hides from Data Plan. Anything you want to say about any of those fine folks that we just played?
You're all very, very fine folks. Thank you for existing.
Indeed.
Okay. We are going to end it off with, is it a two-piece? Or Chicken Like Birds?
Yeah, they're two.
Two-piece. Whisper in My Ears is a song I'm going to play off a recording called Let Me Tell You About Them, or About Them. Anything you want like to say about Chicken Like Birds?
Ari and Jasmine are amazing people and amazing musicians. Jasmine learned to play bass over the last year, double bass nonetheless. And I was just saying that Ari is probably the most talented ragtime blues guitar musician with the most jangly thumb that I've known in quite a long time.
Okay, perfect. So we're going to listen to some Chicken Like Birds. Thank you once again, Phono Pony, for coming on the show.
Thanks, Ben.
Yeah,
thanks,
that's
Ben.
It. That's
good night,
it for
everyone.
That's it for me.